And welcome to Making a Mess. And it's been a while, but we're back. I'm here with our publisher, Kristen Tribe, and I'm Richard Green, the editor. And today we're joined by another Kristen, Kristen
yes.
McLaughlin, which she's the new dean at Weatherford College, Wise County. And Kristen, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Well, Kristen, you've been on the job for about 3 weeks now, so you got it all figured out, right?
Not quite, no, but I do feel I have a better handle on it. All was a whirlwind, the appointment, and I couldn't be more excited about it. And just my strategy was to meet with every staff member and faculty member, and I'm almost there. I've almost got to the end of my list.
Yes.
And they all have such valuable insight, ideas. And it's a collective effort. Nobody can make the change, one person alone, so it's a collective effort. And getting such grand ideas that I know that we could implement.
Yeah. So. Well, I got a chance to visit with you about 2 weeks ago for mm-hmm. a story right after you were named dean. And I was really just really intrigued and really enjoyed our visit. Especially one thing that you said was about, you described your educational past and you know, moving up through the ranks of teaching special ed mm-hmm. and then also all the way up to assistant superintendent. But one thing you said was education is not a one-size-fits-all description.
Absolutely. Yes, I started out as a special education teacher about 30 years ago and worked my way up. They appointed me to assistant principal for a while. And then I think I've served in almost every federal program and area in a school division or district that could offer every title, Title I through Title IX. And I've done food maintenance, food maintenance, transportation, the whole works. So
yeah.
All aspects of it, so I can see the whole big picture. And I think that's what helps me as well as mm-hmm. you know, working with parents and students and staff. So yes, I went up through the ranks, and with education, I respect all aspects of it because not everything fits for one. Like mm-hmm. I think you and I had mentioned, or I'd mentioned to you, we do have a GED and an ESL program that's mm-hmm. housed at our school that's free to Wise County residents. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful program, awesome mm-hmm. program. So we have that all the way up to physics, and
yeah.
we meet everybody in between, or try to. And then we have the workforce education programs, and mm-hmm. those are typically our more non-traditional students that are looking for a different pathway. So we're trying not to separate the two, workforce and the academic side. It's all one. Mm-hmm. We're all one big unit out there. And we're here to just spread the word because we are a community college, and we're here to serve the community however we can.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things I was really excited about when you were appointed.
Yeah.
Besides, I haven't had the opportunity to get to know you the last
right.
few years because you've been on campus
yes.
For...
Four years? Now?
Okay, mm-hmm. longer than even what I was thinking.
Yeah.
But I was excited to learn more about your educational background
okay.
because I do think that makes such a huge difference. And it's the difference between
yes.
somebody who's just solely been an administrator versus an educator. You know?
Yes, and I've been through a lot of different scenarios uh-huh. through the years as a teacher all the way up to senior administration. So I've handled a lot of things. Not much shocks me anymore
yeah.
in the educational world. But I think that one big advantage for me is I do understand school systems.
Right.
And there are so many things that we can do to collaborate with the school districts.
Mm-hmm.
And I look forward to that opportunity to partnering with all of them. And coming from one of the school divisions that I worked in previously was a smaller one.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of singleton classes, just mm-hmm. not a lot of electives, not
yeah.
a lot of choices. So trying to see what we can do to help them have more offerings or how
yeah.
we can combine some programs through workforce or through some of our other
yeah.
programs and see how we can meet everybody's needs. I plan on having the school counselors in Wise County. I'm working with Region 11, the TEA, to come in and provide some in-service
oh,
so I
nice.
Can get everybody there and
yeah.
showcase the facility and just help them see the great things that we have
mm-hmm.
because I know I used to get in hot water with some of my counterparts and peers when I would advocate for a student to go the GED route.
Right.
I would much
mm-hmm.
rather have somebody have a GED completion
mm-hmm.
than a dropout and nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
sure.
And we already have had our life plans. We've got our career rights. It's not our right to tell somebody which path they should take. So
right.
I believe everybody has the options, and we need to get it out there so that the counselors
mm-hmm.
can see when they are presenting options to
mm-hmm.
students we're right here in Wise County. We've got it all up there.
So it's
exciting.
Yeah, and how much of your role is communicating what is offered there at the campus? Because I'm not sure the community does know everything that is available.
That's a big mission, and I hope to throw you all through the messenger. And you and I had talked about maybe doing a monthly feature of the great things that are going on. We are going to reach out to the community events, through the schools. I'm in the process of working with one of the instructors at our school. She is starting a leadership society, honor and leadership society, brand new. And I've already recognized some students that just have that leadership ability out in the hallways when they flag me down, and some of the more quiet, reserved ones as well. And I want to start our own student leadership role. It's not going to be a student ambassador, but something to that, so that the students can guide tours. The students can go on recruiting events. Mm-hmm. They're much younger than me, so they can relate to potential students and, you know, tell them the ins and outs and the benefits of going to a community college to get that foundation and a good successful feeling to go out into a four-year, if that's what they choose to do. But we are in the process of identifying, and at first we'll ask for participants, but then hopefully it would lead to where we have build that student pride and that they want to come help.
Absolutely.
So that's in the works, definitely, to get the word out, help with the word. Just as many opportunities, and I told the staff and faculty, it's not just me, I can't do it. When you all are out and about, you need to promote what we have to offer, because there are so many great things to offer. And so between the staff and faculty and myself reaching out, working with the school counselors, with you all, with the newspaper, I'm hoping that we get more and more exposure. And one of the instructors said that she had been somewhere in a local business, and the fellow was saying that his son was not successful in a four-year degree program, and she said, well, bring him on here, let him get his foundations in, and it sounds like they're going to.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, it's just, we're so fortunate in Wise County to have the college and access to all these resources, so it'll be exciting. I appreciate the mission of you feeling so convicted about letting people know about it and building those programs.
It is so exciting, and I had retired. I'd actually retired back in Virginia, and I did not want to big job again.
And look at you now.
Don't know quite how that happened, but after about 3 months, I don't think I retired at end of July, and by September I was working as a workforce education coordinator here for Wise County. My husband actually found the job for me. I said, Kristen, honey, this just is not working.
Retirement
does
not for you.
No. So I went back to work and loved it, because the clientele, it's a different student population, because they're not typical, straight out of high school. Some are, but they're looking for a different pathway. And it was fun to work with them. Mm-hmm. It is fun to work with them. So to help them, guide them, steer them, get grants, get scholarships to get into the roles that they thought that maybe they never could. Mm-hmm. So and built those relationships. I still have students from 4 years ago calling to say, hey, I got my dream job at Children's Hospital.
Oh,
so
that's awesome.
That's really neat to hear.
That's
and
rewarding.
I see some of them that did our certified nurse aide program that are now in the RN program.
Yeah.
So they've used it as a stepping stone all the way up. So it's exciting. And when I was posed with this question of whether I would like to jump on board, I thought, oh, no, I've done this. I don't know. But then after talking about it and thinking about it, talking over with family, it is such an exciting opportunity. I can't wait. And my passion is education and helping people get to the point of where they want to be. And if we can help, we're going to help.
Yeah.
So
that's great.
It's exciting.
And I know in our previous conversation, you talked a lot about the staff and just the kind of staff that you do have in that great building out there.
Well, it's ironic, because I had met with everybody almost now, and some of the instructors had actually asked the students, what would you like to see? Because I'd met with everybody, and we ate lunch last Thursday, and I tasked them with coming up with ideas, and then we'd meet. And some of them had really gone overboard, or not overboard, really went the extra mile and had names of people, what clubs they would like to pursue, ideas,
That's awesome.
And had brought them back. And like I said, they were great ideas and not financially, you know, huge mm-hmm. that we could commit mm-hmm. to it.
Right.
So, and then ironically, some of the teachers have come forth and the instructors and said, I'd love to start this club. Ironically,
oh, neat.
They are the same clubs the kids want.
Oh, wow.
The
students want. That's
so
awesome.
It's going to work out. I just have to have time now. I have to have a few more meetings to sit down and categorize what mm-hmm. all the input is. I've heard nothing negative, only positives. And
yeah.
this is a wonderful place. And it's a wonderful staff and faculty. Everybody wants the same thing. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. we're going to get there. Yeah. Just going to take a little bit of time.
That's exciting. Well, and things like that, I think, will most likely just improve the culture even more among the
yes.
students in creating, because obviously a school like this is a commuter school,
mm-hmm.
but those clubs and things will really cement that unity and feeling of belonging.
Exactly.
And I would think the students of all ages give them something to participate
yes.
in
and
start
right.
to make those connections.
Yes, exactly.
As
well,
you advance through your career or to the 4-year or whatever your next
absolutely.
Step is. You know.
And speaking of the connections, one of the ideas that students came up with, we have now a activity period, they call mm-hmm. it, between 11:45 and 1 o'clock, mm-hmm. that no classes are held so that students could join
could
clubs.
Do these things.
Well, right now we don't have clubs,
yeah.
but we're going to have clubs. But one of the
soon.
Ideas that the students came up with, why not ask community members to come mm-hmm. in and speak during that 11:45 to 1 o'clock
oh,
period on how they got into their career,
uh-huh.
what their career is, tips
oh,
for
that's
them.
A great
so,
idea.
And that could lend itself to multiple uh-huh. you know areas of study. So we can do that. We
yeah.
might be calling on you all to come yeah. talk
one
day.
We would
day.
Love to.
And just
yeah,
have
sure.
a, you know, we have that wonderful auditorium that
yeah.
kids can eat their lunch, or we can do it out in the other part, and just, and that's something that doesn't cost anything. And it's
no.
something that the students have asked for.
Yeah.
And again, it makes those connections mm-hmm. out into the community
mm-hmm.
for the students.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, in your role, it's a little different now and everything as far as it's now part of the executive cabinet
yes.
or thing. And how much is that going to help to have that direct line or thing to the main campus and the president?
It is wonderful. He was very smart in the way that he did that, and I am straight report to him. So he has his cabinet meetings, which at first I was nervous about going in, not knowing what to expect. I sat through my first one 2 weeks ago, I think, and it's identical to what I did with my superintendents
right.
in the past, where
yeah.
we gather, we mm-hmm. you know, hot spots going on or different ideas or things that he wants us to be aware of to relay back to our respective campuses or wherever we are. And it's great. It was a smart move because now I can advocate for Wise County
mm-hmm.
and it's going to go straight to the college president and it doesn't have to go through 5 levels of bureaucracy.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
He knew what he was doing and I'm so thankful he did. And that was part of the reason I did decide to take it.
Yeah,
because I am an advocate for Wise County. I live here,
yeah.
want to be here, want to see that succeed. So,
mm-hmm.
yes. So, I'm gathering information, but the cabinet is wonderful, and it was a great step for Wise County to get that.
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it is.
Definitely a good move.
Yes.
Well, I know a lot of people have talked about, and including myself and everything, just the potential of that campus
mm-hmm.
and everything. And, I mean, it sounds like there's a lot of great ideas and everything to realize that potential.
Absolutely. We have the population.
Yeah.
You know, Wise County's big and it's growing. Just drive up any of the roads
mm-hmm.
and you see the new growth coming. And, you know, that's from one end of Wise County to the other end. So we have the students or potential students. We have quite a few students that come to us from different
mm-hmm.
areas too, that they drive out here, especially for our nursing program.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always full. So
yeah.
that's there. We will do all I repeat the question.
Oh, we're just talking about the, you know, it seems like there's a lot of good ideas
oh, yes.
to build on
yes.
that potential,
and
you know,
we
that's
have,
been talked about.
You've been in the school before. We
yes.
have the whole mm-hmm. cafeteria
yeah.
set up and it's not used. So we want to start a culinary arts program. I'm not sure yet if that'll be something I partner with one of the local ISDs for, or if I will enlist help to create a culinary
mm-hmm.
arts program at the collegiate level.
Awesome.
So. But that is a goal, and already have had a couple people reach out that were interested in
yeah.
once they heard
yeah.
that was a goal for the school. Also, that gives a sense of community to the students that are there all day.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Because right now they don't have anything. They have to go off campus. We have quite a few kids or students that don't drive. So they get
mm-hmm.
dropped off.
I didn't think
parents
about that.
Go to work,
mm-hmm.
and then they're there all day. So
mm-hmm.
we have to make it amenable for them during the day as well.
Sure.
But it's great because they can get all their work done while they're
there. Yes, exactly.
So, but that is a big goal because it is a beautiful facility, you know, for the kitchen area.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And spacious, everything is there, so we just have to have to get a program going.
Awesome.
So that'll come.
Awesome.
Takes longer than 3 weeks, though. Definitely. Yeah. And I've already had a couple of the instructors, when they have come to meet with me, why can't I teach a couple more classes face-to-face?
Yeah.
And I said, well, I don't know. Why not? Why can't we? So we already have some different classes that are that we want to offer that would be elective classes, so that the students have more of a choice for electives instead of just a few. And we want more face-to-face. A lot of the classes, because during the pandemic, went online. Students learned they could do that. But I'm also hearing from students, we love the face-to-face if they're here.
Yeah.
So, or the hybrid, which is a great option because it's face-to-face one day, and then the hours online, which lends itself well to the theory part, and then come in and do the class discussions. So, so that's even, we're looking at those, most definitely. And offering different programs and clubs that match the programs. I have one professor that wants to do a forensic science club.
Oh, neat.
I've already had about 10 kids, 10 students come in and say, is the club ready yet? No. I just got the piece of paper yesterday. But no. But they're excited. So
that's
one
great.
Of things.
That's good.
Well, Kristen, hey, we look really forward to visit with you a lot more and everything and being on that campus. Like I said, it's a beautiful, we've always thought it was a beautiful campus and always had that potential and everything, and we're excited to see kind of where things go from here.
Oh, I'm just as excited, and I want to involve the community as much as possible. On September 23rd, there's a student picnic and they meet and greet, so
you
ought to come and see.
Okay.
And anytime anybody wants to come take a tour, because it is gorgeous. And it still amazes me when I interact with community members that they had no idea that the building is there.
Yeah.
No idea whatsoever.
Yeah.
And students in the high schools that don't know.
Yeah.
So we're going to change that so that they know WCWC is there. Definitely. But thank you all for having me.
Oh, no problem.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us, and congratulations.
Thank you.
And like Richard said, we look forward to working with you.
Great. So. Well, I look forward to the opportunity as well. Thank you.